Hey, hold up. All right, wow, there's a lot of reverb in this room. I'm recording in a new environment, but happy Thursday, y'all. You know, I hope you guys are enjoying yourself, you know, and enjoying the very luxurious sounds of this piano, you know what I'm saying? Like, yeah, I just found this song today. I'm sure some of you already know. Shouts out to YouTube algorithms for doing its thing and recommending me more fire. Hey, yeah, no, this beat makes me want to rap again. But I mean, that's neither here nor there. But man, yeah. I'm speechless right now. I'm just playing around with the volume. I hope you guys enjoy this track. Enjoy this motherfucking Thursday. If you're not listening to this on a Thursday, then I hope you guys are enjoying yourselves. Oh, this beat is fucking loud. But yeah. Hey, spit that. Yeah. With my parents in two separate houses. Hey. I used to always have two Christmases, but now I'm finding that it's bigger than that. Oh, hey. I fucking love this song, man. It's amazing. It's amazing. And guess what? This guy, Dormani. Actually, his name is not Dormani. His name is Domani. He is 18 years old. He is actually T.I.'s son. T.I.'s 18-year-old son. And he can sing like that. But then he also can rap as well. So shouts out to Domani. Check it out. That song is called I'm Not Ready off of his new project called Time Will Tell. You already know. I really love the cover of this thing. Just the whole presentation behind it. It's... You know, this is something like he is very talented, and I hope to God that he makes it and he goes far. How y'all doing? Yeah. Sorry for doing the Dora thing again. I don't mean to ask you all these questions and you can't respond to anything. Well, if you're wondering how I'm doing pretty fucking good. I just came back from Shambhala. It's a electronic music festival out in the woods, basically, or actually right out on a farm, like in the interior of BC, like basically in the middle of nowhere. And I mean, you had people like Diplo, Earth Gang, fucking FKJ, Troy Boy. Like, it's mostly an electronic thing, so not necessarily my vibe, but, you know, I had a pretty good time. I am happy to be back home, though, and to be in my own bed and to shower and all that. Like I said, I mean, it's not the kind of music that I typically listen to, but I definitely, after this weekend, I definitely want to get more into electronic music. With that being said, though, I'm going to get into that later, because, like, the track I'm going to play at the end of this episode, it's going to tie into that experience. So that was my weekend, basically. And then I got back, and then all this Joe Budden and Nicki Minaj shit just started happening. I just stopped listening to the Joe Budden podcast with Nicki Minaj, and oh my God, it was way more calm than the Queen Radio episode that came out. I don't know if you guys heard it, but Nicki was just going off on Joe. She was absolutely going off. She had the receipts. Joe Budden, in typical Joe Budden fashion, she said, "Oh, but you said this." And then he said, "No, I didn't." And then I think, well, what's crazy is that I think she was expecting that response from him because, I mean, they've known each other for many, many years in the industry. And She pulled out the receipts. Like, she pulled out audio footage of him saying, I forgot what he said, something about, I think it was a motorsport. It was honestly about a lot of old shit, to be very honest. And that's the thing with Nikki, is I think she'd be way better off if she didn't think about these things. But I do understand, though, feeling like the industry is about to get her. So, like, I do sort of empathize with their paranoia. But although I do think she would be better off served if she sort of didn't necessarily focus on that, because people are honestly quick to forget. I feel like a lot of people forgot about the motorsport drama, you know, pretty quickly. I mean, news cycles, you know, news cycles happen quick these days. So I do feel like a lot of people forgot about that incident, and like her harping on that. You know, what else was she talking about? She talked about the Rick Ross drama. I mean, they did bring up Rick Ross. So, I mean, look, if you haven't listened to, either of those two things, a Queen radio episode with Joe Budden and, Mal and Rory, I don't know if Parks was on there. And also if you haven't listened to the Joe Budden podcast, where Nicki Minaj sits down with the guys, I'd highly recommend those two episodes, those two pieces of content, because as wild as Nicki sounds at certain points, you know, I couldn't help but think that, honestly, with some of these things, she has a point. She has a point. She, for her, what she was saying about Joe Budden is that he has a voice, and she was hurt because his speculation about motorsport wasn't necessarily true. And even if she disputes it, there are still going to be people that believe it, because Joe Budden is so adamant. But at the same time, I feel like, I don't know, maybe Nikki's just way too in tune with the narrative of her own self. You know, I think, I mean, what's weird is that throughout all of this, I'm honestly really excited for her next project. I don't know if that's fucked up, but, you know, I'm genuinely excited about what she has to say, and the new producers, and, well, the new executive producer and her new team that she's working with. I mean, Queen Radio is honestly a really, really good idea. I mean, I do think that she should spin it off into recorded podcast somehow, if she can. But it's really smart, because I think we're in an era of where artists are now able to control their own narratives way better, because people are consuming long forms of audio content. And you know, I think every musician should have their own, like, podcast. Well, I mean, I wouldn't necessarily say every musician, because, I mean, just because you're in the spotlight doesn't mean your life has to be completely in the spotlight. You know, you can thrive while being selective. But when it comes to somebody of Nicki's stature, I can't see it hurting in a way. I do think that Queen Radio has definitely helped her in terms of buzz and attention, and, you know, controlling her own narrative and not letting being able to respond quickly and not having to wait for someone else's platform to get her shit off. So I do commend her for that. If I had a soundboard, I would totally do some cheers right now. And I don't know, maybe, okay, if I get a soundboard, guys, like, what sound should I have? I'm definitely having the sound with like the kids cheering, that very generic sound. What else am I having? Yeah, see, I'm stuck there. Definitely got to have an air horn of some kind, but I definitely want like an air horn that sounds like it's in the distance. I don't know how to describe it. It's in a Full Crate song called Loki. Listen to Loki by Full Crate and you'll hear an air horn in the backdrop and you'll know what I mean. You'll know what I'm saying. So yeah, I mean, what did you guys think about the Joe Budden and Nicki Minaj interviews? These two interviews that basically went down. And I honestly can't help but think, like, man, these two parties are smart for collaborating, because now this is probably going to make so much noise. I think the number three, the episode before this, the Wednesday episode before this for the Joe Budden podcast, was probably the most listened to, probably because that Twitter list came out. Also, listen, man, these top 50 lists need to stop. I don't know if I brought this up last week, but yeah, these top 50 lists, I just feel like, okay, honestly, the person that made the first one and put Joe Budden as number three, I think they were trolling, and I honestly do think it was just a means to get more attention and to get more retweets. There's no way that anyone in their right mind would think that Joe Budden is number three in a top 10 list. I love Joe Budden. He is one of my favorite media personalities right now. And I also listened to his music before he became a media personality. It's just asinine to think that anyone would think that Joe Budden is the third greatest rapper ever, ahead of Black Thought. No. Even Joe Budden doesn't believe that. Come on now. Actually, he might. He's very egotistical. But you know what I mean. What do you guys think about the two interviews that popped off? I saw that academics didn't really have anything nice to say about Nicki Minaj going on. She was calling him Joe Budden's ex a lot. She was calling him that. He wasn't very happy. What did he say? Let me just pull this up real quick. Apologies. All right. Nicki was talking. Nicki was talking a bag of fuckery on Joe Budden podcast. Ain't nobody trying to hear you be a damn victim. I'm sure the barbs are completely after. Yeah, they are. Oh my goodness. They're trying to expose him right now. Yeah. So. I think this move was really smart. It's making a lot of noise, a lot of buzz, in the hip hop sphere. You know what I mean? And even in the pop music sphere. So, wow. Wow, Jesus. Okay. Well, Trudeau is called to resign. Um, Jesus. Okay. No, sorry for the blank space. I kind of just got lost on Twitter there. My apologies. There's a lot of noise going on about how the ethics commissioner says that the prime minister broke the government's ethics rules. This is kind of crazy. It's official. Trudeau has committed obstruction of justice. It's been a bad year for your boy, like, for real. I'm like really interested as far as these developments go, you know. I'm gonna look into it after this pod, but I wanna cap this off real quick. I've been thinking a lot, and I think I'm gonna change my last name. Look, I'm not even joking at all. Like, look, I grew up with the last name Wakabayashi. A lot of people have told me that they think it's cool, and I really like that last name as well. But I can't get a sense. So my other my last name on the other side of the family is actually Niro, N-I-I-R-O, which has its roots in royalty, and we have, like, that side of the family has a lot of history. With samurai clans and just a lot of cool history. And I just feel like my whole life I've been destined for that. And I do understand that as a person, I'm going to have to make a name for myself. And my name will obviously not carry me in the same way that it would have maybe 200 years ago in Japan. But it's always a last name that I have always felt more connected to, more than Wakabayashi. Look, I love that last name. There's something endearing and nice about it, but it's just so common. And I do feel like Niro is more suited for the direction I'm about to go in. I'm going to stop this discussion right here because I'm still thinking about it, but I recently found out that it doesn't cost that much to change your last name. Probably, I think it's only like $120 or some shit. Like, I'm sure like most of the hassle is just like replacing every card, every piece of identification that you have, and, you know, like calling every company and just changing your last name and changing all your accounts. But the more I think about it, the more I'm down for that. You know what I mean? So I'm going to look more into it. I'm going to leave this podcast right now. I actually want to go back to the Shambhala experience. So the last night there was a FKJ was on, and an hour before his set, his wife actually had a set. She had a 30-minute set, and then there's about a 30-minute intermission before he came on the stage. Her name is actually, I think it's O parentheses parentheses parentheses. I think that's what it is. I thought it was circle bracket bracket bracket, which doesn't really make sense. But that's her name. It's a circle, parentheses, parentheses, parentheses. And I think it's to look like the sun, essentially. Those parentheses are just the sun rays. She is a Filipino, an American-raised Filipino woman who eventually moved out back to the Philippines. But she was born and raised in Dallas. And then her first artist name was June Marisi, I think. Yeah, June Morisi. And then she met FKJ at some point, and then they've been together for 4 years now. They've been together for a very long time. And if you listen to FKJ's 2017 album, you would have noticed a song called Vibin' With parentheses, parentheses, well, circle parentheses, parentheses, parentheses. So she was on that album, and they were together before that song came out. She is an R&B artist, and that was her set, along with FKJ's set. I combined both of their sets, but her set was for sure my favorite part of the entire festival. Hands down. Hands fucking down. It's an electronic festival, so as you can tell, it was just not my element. I was having fun, I was dancing, I was with friends, whatever, but my element is that earthy R&B shit, especially when it's in the woods. Oh my God, that was my vibe. If it was hot outside, I would have totally been barefoot. I would have definitely been barefoot for that day, like watching that show. She just has this silky, sultry, soft yet just powerful small voice, small singing voice, and it just, yeah, it's, there's so much charisma and just energy behind it. And that's just her voice. She's also a producer as well, and I think she was looping stuff a little bit, but the way she was just on stage and just dancing, and oh, and not to mention she was also playing a flute, just the way that her whole show was coming together, and the fact that she still doesn't have a debut out yet. It's actually coming out in 6 days. So I that's why I wanted to play this song at the end, because I wanted to put you guys on to a little bit of June, or parentheses, 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 circle, or circle, parentheses, parentheses, parentheses. Actually, so I would pronounce her name properly, but apparently there's no proper way to pronounce her name. Even she said so. She said, this name can't be pronounced. So it's like, I respect that. I respect that fucking bravery. You know what I mean? Like, I respect just your artistic vision completely. And, you know, I did think she was half Asian. She literally reminds me of every half Asian girl I've fell in love with combined times 10. She is absolutely beautiful. All respect goes out to FKJ. She was amazing. She was absolutely amazing. So I'm going to play, Vibin' Out With parentheses. Oh man, what a mouthful. Parentheses, 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 circle, by FKJ featuring her. So yeah, hope you guys enjoy.
So good. With all your nose, you know better like that. When we be on the scene, where you got to be winging me with the heart. No rainy, no windy, no sun.
That was Vibin' Out With O by FKJ. Oh my God. I fucking love that song, man. And just, I loved it before I, saw it live. But seeing it live, too, brings, like, a whole different type of context behind it. I mean, even hearing it now, you can hear the chemistry behind, you know, the instrumentation, the way the instrumentation sort of just... it's just gently formed around the voice and how it's just not necessarily carrying the voice is just, it just sounds so powerful and it's just carrying everything. And yeah, it's, I fucking love this song, guys. I really do. This song sounds like literally, you know, the first time you fall in love with somebody. I mean, at this point, they're probably like 2 years into their relationship, but man, to experience something that sounds like this, that almost sounds unrealistic. You know what I mean? Yeah, I hope you guys are good. I hope you guys are vibing out with the rest of the week. I'm gonna end the podcast here, but I just want to say that thank you so much for listening to this pod, and I really appreciate y'all and hope you guys are doing great. You know, I read a tweet earlier saying something like, stay focused because your blessings will come. I truly believe that. I truly do believe that. You know, you are the number one priority regardless. Don't you forget. This is your life. Of course, I'm saying you should practice empathy, but don't get too caught up in other people's bullshit and other people's expectations and what they want out of you, because you are your own person. You know, and honestly, if they don't show you the respect or the love that you think you deserve, fuck them. You don't need them. You know what I mean? Because you are about to do amazing things. And once you accomplish all these things, they're going to start clamoring and they're going to want you back like they always do. Like they always do, because they're just leeches at the end of the day. Keep the real ones close. Keep the ones that'll hold you accountable close. The ones that'll keep you accountable but are supportive when you're doing dope shit. Keep those people close. The last thing you want right now is a yes man. That's the last fucking thing you want. Because they will lead you the wrong way. And 9 times out of 10, either they're just trying to ride the gravy train or they just don't want to see you succeed. Either way, you don't want to be around them. So, I mean, I'm just going to cap the episode off with this. yeah, hope you guys have an amazing, amazing Thursday, and I'll catch you guys on the flip side, you know? So again, that was Vibing Out with O with FKJ. And you are listening to the Fill in the Blank Interlude podcast with your host, Naoto Wakabayashi, and I'm signing out.